because I am said doctor, found the claim that I am evil more than slightly libelous. I don't really want to rule the world, but it's done such a horrid job of ruling itself. Maybe it's my time. On the other hand, I ache for the eternal void of chaos. It's a bifurcated worldview, but it's mine. In the meantime, it's best if you desist. I can't let you call me evil, no, I really must insist. 'Cause I'm not evil, I'm insane and slightly angry. A more accurate descriptor would be mad. So kindly check your rhetoric and your demagogic verbiage. To draw my full attention would be bad, because I'm mad. Tom, I know it's late and likely quite unsettling for me to turn up armed and in your home. Please ignore the robots, they're just here for my protection, and they react to sudden movements, so it's best if you stay prone. I think we both want what is best, ending hunger and unrest, but we share differing ideologies. Though our methods demarcate us, all that really separates us is 100 IQ points and maybe sociopathy. But I'm not evil, I'm insane and pretty angry. A more accurate descriptor is still mad. Here's your last chance to check your rhetoric and your demagogic verbiage. To draw my full attention would be bad, because I'm mad. Perhaps you think I'm evil for the things that I have done, but I don't have the time or will to justify each one. I'm a man of many masters, and I live a paradox. Bend the world to my new order, just as I incite chaos. Now, Tom, I'm disappointed in your article today. You must have called me evil in a dozen different ways. In the first sentence alone, you use the words loathsome and base, then malicious and malignant, heinous, vile and depraved. Well, your thesaurus surely warranted its cover price today. And that brings us to our business here tonight. Because of your transgressions, you'll be torn apart.